An era in magazine history is closing. Chicago-based Johnson Publishing Company, or JPC, says Jet Magazine is going digital. Some 700,000 subscribers will no longer see a print edition. That's with the exception of one special print issue a year. Jet has been a weekly staple in many African-American communities for more than six decades. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates from our Code Switch team has this report.
Jet Magazine was a fixture in Black America. As most Black baby boomers can tell you, if you went to a Black doctor, lawyer, or hairdresser, Jet was going to be in the waiting room, just as it was on the coffee tables in many Black homes. In the 1980s, George Curry covered then-presidential candidate Jesse Jackson for the Chicago Tribune.
I remember Jesse Jackson saying when I was covering his 1984 campaign, someone would say, was it in New York Times? He said, I don't care about that. Was it in Jet? It's not a Jet. It didn't happen.
Curry now heads the news service of the National Newspaper Publishers Association, the consortium of the country's Black newspapers. He says Jet was always an amalgam of Black pop culture and news. The magazine often had stars like Lena Horne and Angela Bassett on its covers and regularly chronicled Black society and communities around the country. But Jet really made its bones during the Civil Rights era. In 1955, it tenaciously covered the murder of 14-year-old Emmett Till by two segregationists while Till was visiting relatives in Mississippi. George Curry.
There is no event in my life that has been more transformative than the murder of Emmett Till. And Jet captured it like nobody else. When you saw those pictures, Jet brought it home.
Publisher John H. Johnson made the decision not only to cover the trial in print, but to photograph pictures of Till's grotesquely mutilated body when it was returned to his mother in Chicago. Thousands of mourners stood for hours to pay their respects before his open casket. At Mamie Till Bradley's request, Jet published the photos. George Curry remembers them vividly, even now.
You saw those photographs, the lines outside of the funeral home in Chicago. Jet made you see it. It was a unique publication.
But in recent years, the unique publication was getting stiff competition from instantly accessible news sources, and it suffered from an aging readership. This morning, Linda Johnson Rice, the late founder's daughter, announced Jet will cease print publication at the end of June. "We're not saying goodbye to Jet," Johnson Rice promised in a statement. "We are embracing the future as my father did in 1951 and taking it to the next level." Starting in July, Jet will be an online magazine only. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.